the idea of a symphony has had changed radically in a 150-year period of time. When the symphony first emerged in the late Baroque, early Classical, they were kind of modest pieces, maybe 3 movements long, 10 minutes in length, 15 minutes at most. And then it slowly became weightier and more lengthy. When Haydn and Mozart come around, you know, the symphony starts accumulating this artistic gravitas, as their symphonies tended to be a little bit longer, maybe 25 minutes, 35 minutes. But it's not until Beethoven, when he comes around and he writes a symphony that is intended to be his legacy, to outlive him. And it's at this moment that the symphony as a structure becomes the flagship of compositional achievement. And Beethoven starts this inexorable trend of writing symphonies that are longer and longer and longer. By the time you get to Tchaikovsky, they're 40 minutes long, 50 minutes long. And then Mahler, who inherits this mantle, he just takes it to the extreme, where all of his symphonies are quite lengthy, at least an hour. But when he gets to the third movement, this is the high watermark of the expansion of the symphonic form, because in its entirety, it's 100 minutes long. And that is just unbelievably long. And I think it taxed audiences even then. But it is a glorious thread of music making. And so it was after this piece that symphonies became shorter and the sun was beginning to set on the time of the symphony as the central compositional expression of composers. Certainly other people like Prokofiev and Shostakovich were still champions of the symphonic form, but it was really the beginning of the end. And today composers hardly write symphonies. They write tone poems or other things. So the whole idea of this, the ballooning of the symphonic form reached its zenith with this very symphony.